Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, May 13, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Doom, 2016 video game. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the pages of Wikipedia to bring you rich details and insights on a wide array of topics. Today, we're stepping into the heart-pounding world of video games, particularly focusing on the 2016 release of the first-person shooter game, Doom. A revamp of the original 1993 game, this 2016 iteration brought fresh excitement to a classic that has shaped the landscape of gaming. Doom was developed by ID Software, the original creators of the franchise, and published by Bethesda Softworks. This version was a full-fledged reboot, intended not only to modernize the series, but also to return it to its roots with fast-paced, in-your-face action that longtime fans and newcomers alike could revel in. But what made Doom stand out amongst a sea of modern shooters? Let's blast our way through its development, gameplay mechanics, and the cultural impact it made upon its release. Firstly, a bit of backstory on the development of Doom 2016. The journey to its release was anything but smooth. Initially announced as Doom 4 back in 2008, the game underwent a significant transformation after being scrapped in 2011 and restarted from scratch. The developers aimed to capture the essence of the original game: nonstop action and a maze-like level design without convoluting the gameplay with unnecessary narrative elements. This choice marked a pivotal moment in its development, shedding the typical modern shooter's narrative-heavy approach in favor of relentless, adrenaline-pumping gameplay. One of the most lauded aspects of Doom is its gameplay mechanics. The game encouraged forward movement and aggressive play through its push-forward combat logic that dissuades players from taking cover or pausing to regenerate health. Instead, players regain health by slaying enemies in a gruesome glory kill fashion, keeping the adrenaline at a constant high. This mechanic not only differentiates Doom from other shooters where taking cover or strategic retreats are vital, but also adds a raw, visceral thrill to the gameplay that calls back to the original 90s title. Graphically, Doom was a powerhouse at the time of its release, fueled by ID Software's ID Tech 6 game engine. The engine provided incredibly detailed textures and lighting effects, pushing the boundaries of visual fidelity in video games. This was complemented by a heavy metal soundtrack that perfectly underscored the game's intense and chaotic atmosphere. Who could forget the feeling of mowing down a horde of demons with a super shotgun as the music pumps up the grim ambience? Upon its release, Doom was met with critical acclaim. Reviewers and players praised its fun and engaging mechanics, the creative level designs, and its faithful homage to the original game, while still feeling fresh and modern. It earned numerous awards and nominations, reinforcing its success both critically and commercially. Now, consider the societal impact of such a release. In an era dominated by narrative-driven and often complex gaming experiences, the release of Doom posed an interesting question. In what ways does pure, undiluted gameplay stand the test of time in the rapidly evolving gaming industry? This reboot proved there's still a significant appetite for high-octane, straightforward action games. It also sparked discussions about video game violence and the ways that games can impact players' emotions and adrenaline, showcasing the power of gaming mechanics above narrative to craft impactful experiences. Doom also pushed forward the technical aspects of gaming, motivating developers to optimize and innovate within their own game engines and graphical designs. How many of today's games owe part of their graphical intensity and fluid play to the bar that Doom set? As we journey through this infernal playground, it's fascinating to reflect on what Doom demonstrates about the evolution of video games. From its humble beginnings in 1993, where it pioneered the first-person shooter genre, to its 2016 reboot, Doom continues to influence and drive the industry forward, remaining a beloved franchise for its relentless energy and purity of gameplay. As we wrap up today's episode, take a moment to think about the other video games that have impacted you deeply. What elements do you think make a game truly captivating and memorable? Is it the high-octane gameplay, the immersive narrative, or perhaps the innovative mechanics? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Whether you're a gamer or merely curious about the digital worlds that captivate so many, I hope today's journey into the fiery depths of Doom has sparked your interest in the profound impact video games have on culture and entertainment. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep playing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Doom 2016 Video Game. Thanks for listening. See you next time.